There's this specific frustration that I think every company, especially in tech, faces, but they don't really talk about it.
The knowledge trap.
The knowledge trap, exactly. You have brilliant people inside the company. You've got mountains of PDFs, all this deep technical knowledge. But to anyone on the outside, it's like you're silent.
Oh, completely. Because actually getting that knowledge out of, say, a technical manual and into a short video or a podcast, that's the bottleneck. It's slow, it's expensive, you've got the gold, but it's stuck in the mind.
Right. So for this deep dive, we're going to try something a little different, a simulation of sorts. We've taken two real companies, two real pieces of tech, and we're going to see if we can solve that exact bottleneck by, well, by mentally integrating them.
And it's important to say this is a hypothetical integration, sure. But the tech itself, it's live right now. This isn't some far-off sci-fi concept. It's a roadmap.
Okay, so let's introduce our players. First up, we have Exam Online. If you check out their site, examonline.in, you'll see this isn't just, a simple quiz tool.
Not at all.
This is a serious platform, a secure remote proctoring solution that's used by over 250 organizations.
And we're talking massive institutions here. The Indian College of Anesthesiologists, Al Arab Medical Laboratories. These are high-stakes environments. If this tech fails, I mean, people don't get licensed as doctors. It's critical stuff.
So that's one side of our equation, the verification side. Player two is this piece of infrastructure called Auto Content API. The documentation calls it a headless engine for content creation. It says it can take raw data text, URLs, PDFs, and just turn it into multimedia at an industrial scale.
And industrial is the word. We're not talking about a little chatbot to help you write a tweet. This is an engine. It's built to churn out assets like a factory.
So that's the mission for this deep dive. How could a platform like Exam Online, which is all about trust and high stakes, use an API like this to completely change its game? We're talking marketing, global expansion, even customer support.
And for you listening, this is really about a bigger concept. It's called mental availability. In a world this saturated with content, if you're not everywhere, audio, video, text, you are basically nowhere. We're going to see how a company can be everywhere without needing to hire a whole army of people.
Let's start with the problem side, though. Let's really dig into Exam Online. Because when you look at their documentation, this is dense, technical stuff. It's impressive, but it's a heavy lift to get through.
It is. I mean, if you strip it all back, Exam Online is really a security company. Their whole product is built on integrity. They sell this remote proctoring solution that lets you take a high-stakes exam from home, but with the same level of security as an exam hall.
How do they actually do that? I saw a lot of talk about AI-based monitoring.
Right. So picture this. You're taking a big exam on your laptop at home. Their software is using your webcam for real-time face detection.
Okay.
It's tracking if you look away from the screen too much. It's listening for someone whispering answers. It's even doing object detection to make sure you're not, say, holding up your phone.
That sounds intense, but I guess if you're a medical board, you have to have that. You have to know it's really them taking the test.
Exactly. And they combine that with a secure browser. This thing basically locks down your computer. No alt tabbing to Google, no opening ChatGPT, no screen sharing. It just creates this sterile little bubble on your own laptop.
Okay, so the tech is solid. The client list is solid universities, big corporate hiring teams. But when I was looking through their resource center, their blog, I noticed something.
Let me guess. It's all text.
It's a library of text, and it's dense. Really good, informative posts, computer-based exams explain, hybrid proctoring. The information is definitely there. It's valuable.
But it's trapped, and that's the content gap right there. Exam Online is sitting on a gold mine of expert knowledge. But if I'm a busy hiring manager or a student who's already stressed out, am I going to read a 2,000-word white paper on proctoring?
Probably not. But I might watch a 60-second video on it or listen to a quick audio summary in the car.
Exactly. And right now, for them to turn that white paper into a video, it's this whole linear process. Write a script, find a voice actor, hire an editor. One single video could take weeks and cost thousands.
And that's where Auto Content API comes in. Now, I want to be clear because the term AI content can sound, well, cheap. How is this any different than just asking an LLM to write me a blog post?
The difference is really in the architecture. The docs call it headless.
Okay, for the non-developers listening, what does headless actually mean here?
Sure. So headless just means there's no front end. It's not a website you log into and click buttons. It's just code. It's made to be plugged into other software. But the real key difference for us is this idea of content generation versus content transformation.
That sounds like a subtle distinction. What does it mean in practice?
generation is asking an AI to, you know, invent something from scratch, write a poem about a dog. Transformation, which is what this API focuses on, is different. You give it a source of truth, like that exam online PDF about their secure browser, and it just converts the format. It doesn't change the facts.
So it's not going to just make up features that Exam Online doesn't have. There's no hallucination.
Well, that's the goal. It's supposed to act like a translator, translating text into audio, translated manual into a video. It lets a company like Exam Online use the knowledge they already have, their truth, and just change how it's delivered.
Okay, I want to run a test case. Let's look at a really specific pain point for Exam Online. Let's think about the user. If I'm a student and someone tells me I have to install this software, I'm probably freaking out a little.
User anxiety. It's a huge thing in education tech. High anxiety means poor test results, and it means a lot of support tickets.
Right. I'm thinking, is this spying on me? What if my Wi-Fi drops? Do I need to clean my room?
All valid questions. And right now, ExamOnline answers those with an FAQ page, a wall of text.
Which, let's be honest, you only read after the problem has already happened.
Exactly. So okay. Let's apply the API. Yeah. The documentation talks about a specific endpoint, video create shorts. So Exam Online could programmatically take every single one of those FAQ questions.
Like, what happens if my internet cuts out?
That exact question. And they feed the text of the answer into the API.
And what comes out?
A vertical 60-second video. The API generates an AI avatar. You can pick different style, you know, professional, casual, who literally just explains the answer. It adds subtitles, B-roll, the whole package.
Wait, so they could have a separate video for every single tiny question. Can I have a water bottle on my desk? And boom, there's a video for it.
Yes. And this is where the economics just go completely sideways. The source material breaks down their credit model.
I saw that. The cost difference was kind of shocking.
A manually made explainer video, even a cheap one, you're looking at maybe $50, maybe $300, and it takes time. With the API, a 60-second video costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to about 4 euros.
4 euros. We're talking about, what, a 98% cost reduction?
It totally flips the strategy. You go from scarcity to abundance. For $300, you make one generic how-to video. For 4 euros each, you can make 500 micro videos that cover every single anxiety a user might have. You're not just doing marketing, you are fundamentally changing your customer support model.
You're basically answering the support tickets before they're even written.
That's it. You're giving the user the answer they want in the format they want before they even think to ask a human. For a company that's scaling globally like Exam Online, that's real money saved.
Okay, that's a huge win for the user. But let's zoom out. Exam Online is global. You mentioned clients in Saudi Arabia. I also saw one in Indonesia, Ogya Tekno Nusantara.
Right, which means they're dealing with Arabic, Bahasa, Indonesia, not just English.
But when you look at their content, it's very English first. And that's got to be a barrier, right? If your whole product is based on trust, selling that trust in a second language is tough.
It's a massive barrier. Normally, localization means hiring, you know, 10 different agencies.
Yeah.
You need a Spanish team, an Arabic team, a Hindi team. It's so slow. So expensive.
So how does the API handle that? Is it just a glorified Google Translate? Because that can get pretty awkward.
It's deeper. The API supports over 50 languages. But it's not just about swapping words. It's about creating the assets. Let's walk through what they call a programmatic workflow.
Okay. Lay it out for me.
So Exam Online publishes a critical new blog post in English. Let's say it's about preventing AI cheating.
Step one.
The API sees that new URL. It ingests the text and then gets to work. It doesn't just translate. It creates a brand new Spanish podcast episode with two AI hosts discussing the update. It generates a Hindi explainer video with a localized avatar. It creates an Arabic audio summary for their clients in Saudi Arabia.
All at the same time.
Within minutes of the original English post going live. This is what omnichannel ubiquity actually looks like. All of a sudden, Exam Online isn't just an Indian company trying to speak to the world. They're a local company in every single market they're in.
That completely changes the sales dynamic. If I'm a potential client in Jakarta and I get a video in perfect Bahasa Indonesia explaining security while your competitor sends me an English PDF.
The trust gap is enormous. You just win. You feel more present, more accessible.
I want to shift to the marketing offense. The source material used the term newsjacking.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Injecting your brand into a breaking news story.
And in the world of online education, there is always breaking news. ChatGPT passes the bar exam, major cheating scandal at a university. It feels like a new headline every week.
It is. But the problem is, by the time a corporate marketing team sees that news, has a meeting about it, drafts a response, gets it approved, the moment's gone. The news cycle moved on. You're 3 days late.
So how does the API help there?
It has a feature called social intelligence. It's connected to data feeds from X and Reddit, and it's basically just listening for keywords.
So it would see cheating scandals start to trend.
It sees the spike. Then, and this is the really clever part, it triggers what's called a deep research endpoint. It uses an agent like Gemini or OpenAI to go out and actually read the articles, figure out the sentiment, understand why people are talking about it.
So it does the initial research work for you.
And then it drafts the response. It could spin up a script for a reaction video that says, hey, we saw the news. Here's how ExamOnline's technology would have prevented that exact situation.
So the marketing team walks in on Monday morning, and instead of a blank page, they have a draft video and script already sitting there waiting for a human review.
That's the idea. They just need to verify it and hit publish. They catch the news wave while it's still cresting. They get to be the authority because they were the first to respond intelligently.
Let's touch on one other marketing buzzword from the notes. Programmatic SEO. This always feels a little, I don't know, a bit spammy.
It has a bad reputation for sure. PSEO is basically creating thousands of landing pages for things like best proctoring for law schools, best for coding boot camps, you know.
Right. And usually those pages are all identical except for one or two words. Google hates that stuff.
They call it thin content. And yeah, they will penalize you for it. But the API offers a way around that by focusing on a different metric, dwell time.
Explain that.
Google sees quality in how long a person stays on your page. So if ExamOnline uses the API to generate a unique audio summary or a little 60-second video for each one of those 1,000 pages, the user has a reason to stick around. They stop scrolling, they listen, they watch.
So the law school page actually has a video talking about law school exams, and the medical page talks about anatomy.
Exactly. And because each video costs €4, not $300, it's actually possible to make 1,000 unique videos. You turn what would have been spam into real specific value for the person searching.
That's a really smart use of scale. It's brute force, but it's elegant.
It's just leveraging the fact that machine time is now cheaper than human time.
Before we wrap, I want to turn inward for a second. We've talked marketing, we've talked support, but the white paper mentioned internal intelligence.
This might be my favorite use case, just because it's so overlooked. Companies are obsessed with talking to their customers. They often forget to talk to themselves effectively.
What do you mean?
Think about the CEO of ExamOnline or their head of product. They have to know everything. New competitors popping up, changes in data privacy laws in Europe, new AI cheating tools being posted on GitHub.
It's just too much to read. You'd spend your entire day reading newsletters.
So they use the deep research endpoint again. But this time, it's a recurring task. Every morning at 6 a.m., the API scans the web for those very specific topics.
And it sends them an email with a bunch of links.
No, because nobody has time to click the links. It synthesizes it all. It creates a daily audio briefing, a private podcast, just for the leadership team. Good morning. Here are the three things you need to know about the edtech market today.
So they can just listen to it on their commute.
It turns a chore into a passive knowledge download. It keeps the whole leadership team on the same page and smarter than their competition without taking up their time.
And again, thinking about that credit model, the cost for a business to run a private daily podcast like that must be.
Well, their business plan is about €100 a month for 10,000 credits. So for less than the price of taking the team out for a nice lunch, you get a daily customized intelligence briefing.
It really reframes the whole thing. It's not a marketing expense. It's a strategic lever.
That's the perfect word. It's a lever. It lets a small team move a very, very large mountain.
So let's bring it all back together. We have ExamOnline, the verification platform, and AutoContent, the amplification engine. What's the final synthesis?
I think the synthesis is that content isn't an art form anymore. It's infrastructure. ExamOnline provides the infrastructure for security. They make sure the test is real. AutoContent provides the infrastructure for storytelling.
One verifies reality, the other explains it.
Exactly. And by taking this API-first approach to their content, ExamOnline can move from a linear growth model, where you hire more people to do more things, to an exponential one. They can just flood the zone. Every blog post becomes a video, a podcast, a social post in 10 languages almost instantly.
It seems almost too perfect. I have to ask, though, what happens when everyone starts doing this? If every single company is generating infinite audio and video, doesn't it all just become noise?
That is the billion-dollar question, and it leads to a really interesting paradox.
Go on.
We're moving into a world where content is cheap, it's infinite, and a lot of it is synthetic. I can generate a video of myself giving this talk from the surface of Mars tomorrow, and it'll look pretty real.
Right.
So in an economy that is flooded with infinite fake content, what becomes the single most valuable and scarce resource?
Proof.
Verification. Truth. Yeah. If I can fake anything and everything, then the one entity that can actually prove something is real. That becomes incredibly valuable.
So you're saying ExamOnline's core product verifying that a human is who they say they are actually gets more valuable the more AI content there is in the world.
That's the paradox. In an age of AI fabrication, the truth merchants, the platforms that are in the business of verifying reality, they might just end up being the most important players in the entire game. Auto content helps them tell their story, but ExamOnline is the one who owns the truth.
That is a fascinating place to end. From solving a simple content bottleneck to realizing that, at the end of the day, truth is the ultimate asset.
It's going to be a very interesting few years.
It certainly is. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive. We'll see you on the next one.